gentlemen, they're off. Number 5 takes the lead immediately.
My name's Broderick Lee, and then I work on the pipelines and also at the same time train horses. And right now, it's kind of too cold, but I barely started like 2.5 weeks ago training my horses. As you can see on the racetrack, I've been dragging it, trying to maintain it. I mean, that's pretty much all I do is just work, family, and race horses, and that's it. I had my first 2-year-old horse back in 2006, and that was my first horse I ever started racing. Since then, I have my own horses running, and before that, I was helping my uncle and helping my cousin brother, waking up, getting chased up 5 o'clock in the morning, go help him, start tying up the horses, grooming them, brushing them, whatever, and get him ready while he goes out in the morning, does the first horse, and until like around 6:30, my bus would come and I would get on the bus and go to school, and my cousin brother would finish the rest of it himself. Some of my coworkers, they had horses too, and they seen what I can do with horses and train horses, and so they started bringing some of their horses up here for me to train. So I did that. That was pretty much what I usually do up here, is just work all day. As soon as I get off work, come to the horse corral and start tying them up, grooming them, getting them ready to go exercise. And that's how I grew up loving horses and everything. You can't train a horse right away. You gotta sensitize them, get them used to you, having them trust you and everything. Saddle them up. You make them run around pen or use a long lead rope to lounge them. Just gain their trust. And it takes a while for them to gain your trust. Once you throw a saddle on them for the first time, they wouldn't like the saddle. They'll buck it out or whatever. Some of them are really good about it, but most of them, they'll buck it out. One time it took me 3 weeks. I actually trained a horse in 3 weeks, and they had a race up here. We picked up that horse in Colorado, trained them for a whole week. When we brought him back that day, I saddled him up. I mean, I didn't do the routine of how to train a horse, but I just saddled him up, chased him around. Did that the next day. The third day, I jumped on him. He bucked it out with me for like 4 jumps. That was it. And he started going good in circles with me, going back and forth. I did that for 2 days. And then the 5th day, I came out. And I just like opened the gate. Man, I got to go out there. Came straight over here to the horse track. And I started galloping him on the racetrack. Man, when he started galloping, that horse, he acted like he knew what he was doing already. So when that race came up here, somebody had put up a race here. When he walked in there like he knew what he was doing. He never broke out of the gates or nothing. Once the gates popped, he was gone. He won that race. Before this racetrack was built, this racetrack was just straight away that way. And this racetrack's been here for years and years. My uncles, my late cousins, and everybody started up this racetrack, and here I am, continue on their legacy. And yeah, I try to get more people involved, but there's people around here that actually do race horses too. Here in the Aneth area, in Montezuma Creek area, up there by Hatch, Cajon Mesa. Some of them come from Arizona, New Mexico, Colorado. When we have races here, everybody comes from all four corners to meet here to race. And it's pretty cool. A lot of people that wish on that day they would go to town, but no, they rather come to this community event up here and watch the horse race and everything. And on race day, we're completely busy because we had to set up down there, set up booths, we had to get the concession stand ready. Once that part is done and racing comes along, man, it gets fun after that. You would think like around this time, 10 o'clock is when people just start showing up slowly. About 2 o'clock is when we start racing. This whole thing kind of gets packed all the way this way. It's like mostly the whole community and people from Colorado, New Mexico, Arizona, and Utah too.
Looks like the horse is coming down the track. Let's say horse number 1, 5.
Get a money pot and a trophy, or if it's a blanket or whatever, yeah, plaque. And that's all on the bush tracks. On a bush track, anything goes. You can use whatever you want. I mean, it's two different things, because recognizes they have rules. You gotta abide by and everything. If you're late going to the paddock and your horse is racing until you turn around, your horse is scratched. We usually wait for everybody here. We have people, they ask to use our track to gallop their horses, and we just told them it's open to the community. If you have a horse that you wanna train or gallop or work your horse, the track's up here is more than welcome. You guys are more than welcome to use it too.